SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, June 23rd.
So, the hot topic at the moment is the UCI's new equipment rulings. It's been spoken about to death, but you've asked me to weigh in, so I will. These changes are recommendations from the Safe Art Committee, which is made up of reps from the UCI, the AIOCC, the AIGCP, and the CPA. A nice bunch of acronyms to confuse you on a Monday, but it's basically the associations for race organisers, teams, and riders, all of which have traditionally looked after the men's side of racing, with the women sometimes coming in as an afterthought. Now, this committee has been tasked with making racing safer. A great goal in theory, but when you see the players in the room, it comes as no surprise that they have taken the low-hanging fruit to pick on. Obviously, the riders are going too fast, so they need to make them slower, and there will be less crashes. Easy. How do you do that? Gear and position restrictions, of course. One of the big changes is a minimum handlebar of 40 centimetres, which completely ignores the physical realities of smaller riders. That's especially problematic for women who are already underrepresented in these conversations. It's a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't fit most of us. But more than that, it just feels like a lazy fix. Has anyone actually analysed whether speed is the real cause of the crashes? Or are we ignoring the more obvious issues? Riders keep asking for better course design, clearer signage, and proper marshalling. And yet, how many times this year alone have we seen riders take wrong turns, ride straight into open roads and fans, or get caught up by completely avoidable hazards? After her win this weekend in the new Copenhagen Sprint, Lorena Vibers called it out directly, saying that she was annoyed the UCI were fiddling with equipment while ignoring the real safety issues. She said the race was a great atmosphere, but dangerous, with barely any warnings around road furniture or traffic islands. It's wild to me that the UCI are allowing new races on the World Tour calendar that aren't the gold standard for safety. And then I also want to mention the weather, which is another huge factor in rider safety. We've seen everything from the extreme heat to flooded roads, and yet there's still no consistent application of protocol to adapt racing to these conditions. Why? Because the UCI are more concerned about protecting race organisers and revenue than riders' lives. Of course, cycling will always carry risk. It's part of the sport. But making it safer doesn't mean dumbing it down or putting a limit on performance. It means listening to the riders and being willing to make harder decisions. Yes, maybe some races would have to disappear if they can't meet the basic safety standards, but with the jam-packed calendar we already have, maybe that's not a bad thing. If we're serious about safety, it's time for a proper overhaul, not just a handlebar rule. Make sure you tune in again to the SBS Cycling Podcast on Wednesday to catch Christoph and I discuss the latest cycling racing and news.